The Trump administration has continued to make a big show of U.S. energy independence, and Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has announced oil and gas permits on federal lands will be fast-tracked, taking no longer than 30 days to review. But the global oil market is flooded at the moment, and while prices per barrel have stabilized at around $50, they're nowhere near the boom numbers of the early and mid-2000s. In fact, Morgan Stanley has signaled the U.S. needs lower production by another 200,000 to 300,000 barrels a day, and they find that, quote, unlikely. So how does Trump administration energy plan fit into the overall energy market? To discuss for a couple of minutes, we're joined now by Ed Herz, an energy economist at the University of Houston. Ed, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So is this a prudent play based on what we're seeing in the markets right now?
Well, you know, really just issuing more permits faster certainly would be a relief for anybody who's looking to explore for oil and gas. But the challenge is there's not a lot of capital in the business to go out and look for new plays. You know, the whole process requires a company going out and shooting seismic, doing the technical analysis, and then getting ready to go drill, and then at which point somebody will go get a permit. And so, you know, this is in advance of development 3 to 5 years away. And so Secretary Zinke's move, you know, will certainly make things easier in 3 to 5 years, but that's the lead time that we're looking at before this oil comes on the market.
Well, so what does that mean in the meantime then, in the course of 3 to 5 years? How many changes can occur in the overall energy market? That seems like a lifetime, frankly, when it comes to energy and all sorts of other options.
Well, frankly, it means nothing. right now, the price of oil, in particular oil, is set by OPEC. And you know, they've elected not to constrain production and drive prices up. So, you know, U.S. federal policy is not going to change what Wall Street thinks about the profitability of drilling for oil. And right now, Wall Street doesn't think very highly of the profitability of drilling for oil. So capital is not coming into the industry.
So are these small operators who want to drill, or are these the big companies coming in?
Both. And, you know, the smaller operators would be looking to access federal lands just the same as large companies. You know, for example, ConocoPhillips is on federal lands in Colorado right now. But those wells are non-economic, and so they've cut back on their production and their drilling. It really has to all fall back on rates of return, return on capital, and profitability. Right now, drilling in these new plays, especially the shale plays, is just not profitable.
Ed, in the big picture, explain for us how important, you know, we hear all sorts about alternative energy, certainly here in the Southwest. We hear about solar, there's wind power, et cetera. When you look at the overall look at energy in the U.S., regardless of what the Trump administration prefers, from a practical standpoint, how broad are the energy options right now, and where does oil and gas drilling fit in?
Well, oil is primarily used as a transportation fuel in the United States, and so competition against oil in transportation is limited really to, you know, a few electric vehicles. And, you know, in spite of the popularity of Tesla in the press for the Prius, this is a very small piece of the U.S. transportation market. And now that petroleum is cheaper and gasoline and diesel are correspondingly cheaper, you know, folks are not willing to really look at alternative modes of transportation. The renewables is primarily directed at electrical and the grid. And so we're seeing a tremendous increase in wind and solar, and that's because society has decided we want to go to renewable. We have had tremendous federal and state subsidies for renewable energy, and the grid is undergoing a massive transformation to accommodate the solar and wind as it comes into the grid. You know, this is pushing coal away. Natural gas is being used more and more for power at the expense of coal, and nuclear is reaching the end of its economic lifespan. You know, many of these nuclear plants have now been in operation 40 years. They've had their licenses extended to 60, but there are very few that, I think there are only two or three that are under construction in the U.S., and that's primarily because we haven't decided what to do with the waste. So society is pushing ahead for clean and renewable, and really nothing that the administration does to encourage more coal or more petroleum is going to change that tremendous shift in U.S. energy production and consumption.
All right. Ed Herz, an energy economist at the University of Houston, thanks for a few minutes of your time.
Thank you.